56 years of ministry blessing women and children in crisis, I'm talking about the legacy of the Evangel Home of Fresno. This, by the way, is the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Your Heartline host is Jim Tuck.
Thank you so much for your introduction, as always, Ken Adams, and we appreciate your work making our conversation into a radio program to bring the news of what God's doing at Evangel Home to the Central California area on the three radio stations you've opened doors for us, and we appreciate those folks and the ministry that they have, people of integrity operating to better this community and the world and direct them toward God's kingdom through the public media, and we're blessed to have a part of that. Well, Jerry, you've had some significance going on in your world, a little physical distress here. Before we talk with our guest today, just briefly, why don't you bring folks up today and a status report?
It's really, in the overall scheme of things, it was very small, but it was rotator cuff issues, so I had to have surgery on that. But I was very thankful that it's the short recovery, not the long recovery with 8 weeks or so of, you know, your arm stuck to your side. I only had about 2 weeks and now a very limited use of that arm, but it's really coming along very well. So I appreciate that, Jim. I appreciate the thoughts and the prayers. I was off for 2 weeks and I came back yesterday and it's like, okay, I can do this. It's like after being here for half a day, it's like,
yeah.
It was really the I have, you know, been out. I've been doing things. I'd go to lunch and that, but it was like, you know, one outing a day and then home and nothing. And you realize how much that sort of thing takes out of you. And, you know, that wasn't a huge kind of surgery, but still, it does wear you down a bit.
Yeah, and absolutely. And as time passes, it gets a little harder to come back from stuff. That's reality.
That's why I got to have everything fixed right now. I do want to say, before I went on this pre-Christmas surgery thing, I wanted to decorate my house because I had no idea if it was going to be 8 weeks and I couldn't do anything. And so I ended up this year, instead of getting a Christmas tree, I got a artificial palm tree. It's three of them. They're huge and they came all decorated. So for some reason, just having that tree in my nativity scene right now, that's really all I need. You know, I could leave it up till next December and it'll still be fine.
Wait, you want to go over to my house, get the stuff down out of the attic because we haven't done it yet.
Why a palm tree?
My dear sweet wife and I have both been kind of under the weather and since around Thanksgiving, so we just haven't gotten stuff done. Anyhow, we have a repeat offender, dear sweet
He's
sister.
You're not supposed to use that phrase.
You're not supposed to use that phrase. But introduce our guest and we'll catch up because we're looking forward to talking with her.
Well, first I have to explain repeat offender because we have the garden program, which is for women instead of going to prison.
Yes.
And so sometimes it would have, anyway, so.
It was a tacky pun and I apologize.
It was a tacky pun. It was one of those things you made up all on your own, I'm sure. But poor Dainika wasn't quite sure how to respond to it. Dainika is, are you our newest gal in Crossroads?
Yes.
So she moved from our crisis shelter into our Crossroads Transitional Living Program, which is apartments right next door. Did that a couple of months ago. Also had a baby a couple of months ago. She has a little one who's about 4 months, maybe?
She'll be 4 months.
So a lot of wonderful new things going on in Dainika's life. She was on the radio, excuse me, when she was here in the crisis shelter, and I don't remember what her plans were then. But I remember at some point looking at her and thinking, wow, I hope God puts a little thump on her shoulder and said, hey, think about next door. Mm. We like to wait for him to do that before we do it. Mm. We talk to the women in a group every week at some point about the program next door. But if we get into a point, Jim, where we're the ones asking them, then we just ask the ones that we like that might be easy.
Yeah.
And that's not who God necessarily has in mind.
Right.
So that's up to him.
Great point. Dainika, welcome. And I'm sorry for that. That took you a little by surprise. I could tell by the look on your face. Now, remind everybody, why did you come to Evangel Home? What was your world at that point?
I was homeless and on the streets with a newborn.
Okay. What led to your homeless situation?
Losing my house, kids, vehicle, due to me selling drugs on the street.
Okay. So you heard about Evangel Home. How?
I had a list of shelters that I got from the welfare office, and the Evangel Home was the first place I called.
Well, that was sovereign intervention, wasn't it, with a whole list to go by?
And did we have an opening the first time you called?
No.
So I kept calling.
Okay, so rather than go down the list, you kept calling Evangel Home?
Yeah, well, I had called other places, and they kept telling me, oh, well, we can't take you until you have your babies. But when I had my baby and I called Evangel Home, they had a bed, so I came here.
Okay. Yeah,
that's not an issue for us. It's just we don't care if you have your baby or not. We just need to have room.
Yeah.
The only ones we won't take, Jim, as you know, are those that are really struggling currently with drugs or alcohol, mm-hmm. or those that we just know have some mental or emotional or physical issues that are going to make it real hard for them to succeed in here.
Yeah. Well, Danica, God sovereignly led you here. And just remind, I love to hear the answers. I ask almost everybody this question. You got here, you knocked on the door, someone opened the door, you walked in, looked around, and thought,
wow.
Wow, what?
What did I just do? That was my thought at that time.
Was it what you expected?
No.
What did you expect? Something more industrial and institutional?
Not really. I just thought this was more of a actual shelter.
What does that look like to you when you say actual shelter? What comes to your mind?
Just a place to stay, and you know, they don't really help you. Majority of the shelters that they have for women and kids, they just give you a place to stay, and they don't really, you really don't have no one there to talk to as far as what's going on emotionally, mentally, or.
So it's a bed and roof over your head. It was your expectation, and you found a home instead.
Yes.
Okay, at some point you got this itch in your noggin to consider.
That's another phrase you just made up.
I'm just full of strange things today.
Tuckisms.
Yeah, tuckisms. So the thought came to your mind that maybe Crossroads would be a good idea for you, the 9-month-long transitional life skills training program in the apartments next door. What was your thinking? Were you just examining your situation and think, hey, maybe that's for me, or what was going on?
Actually, going through the process of applying for the program and going to some of the classes that I was attending is when I really realized that I had some other issues that I needed to work out. And so I, took it into prayer and basically just let God lead me and guide me where he wanted me to go. And I'm glad that he worked it out for me to go into the program, because I have really been working on myself by going through the program and going through the classes they have here.
How long have you been in the program?
I just completed my first month on the 28th.
Okay. And what kind of issues? What are you finding over there that's helping?
I just realized that I'm more of a codependent person, where I've always depended on someone else to take care of everything for me or make sure this happened or that happened, instead of depending on God and myself to take care of it.
Mm. And are you enjoying the process?
Yes.
Okay.
I really am. I'm really growing.
So you feel you've made change in your life, in progress?
Yes. And not only myself, but I had called one of my aunties up north and just talked to her, and she turned around and called my mom and told my mom that she can hear the change in my voice.
Mm.
So it made me feel good to know that God is working on me and he's changing me.
Oh, bless your heart. I understand. I have a nephew who's recently made some excellent changes. What a joy.
Yeah. As the prodigal son, you really understand why that one makes such a difference.
Yeah. And you can hear it in his voice. I mean, the first time I knew it, he called me on the phone. I thought, what happened to him? You know, something's better now. And I just felt like there was somebody had been sitting on my chest and stood up.
You didn't even realize it until that happened. Yeah.
Yeah. So bless your heart. I mean, you are already a blessing to your family. That's good, huh?
Yes, it is.
Tell me about your daughter.
My daughter, she's 3 months. Her name is Markeisha, and she is just, she's energetic to be 3 months. She's one of the Evangel Home babies. She was 4 days old when we got here, so she's just like the light of the daycare right now as far as the babies goes. She's just trying to get to where the bigger kids are. And
it's true. I just went out there and saw her in her swing while the bigger kids are making Christmas ornaments. So it's a good thing she's in her swing, because I can't imagine what a three-month-old Christmas ornament would look like. It would be all over her. She'd be the ornament. She is.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun. Well, Danica, it's good to see you. And obviously your heart is tender and thankful to God for the changes he's making in your life. Folks, you can't see the tears coming down her face.
And landing on her Bible.
Yeah. And landing on her Bible.
These are not tears just tearing up. These are tears, falling tears.
Yeah, obviously excited about the future and the changes. Somebody's out there who is where you were briefly. What do you tell that woman?
To just give it all to God and turn your life around.
Yeah. And we can help you do it here at Evangel Home. If you have issues, have concerns, give us a call. That's why this mission is here, Jerry. 264-4714. Bless your heart, Danica.
Thank you.
Jerry, real briefly, we're just days from Christmas. Been getting some donations.
We've been getting wonderful, abundant donations of clothing, food. Money was up a little bit. And I want to ask again, Jim, that, you know, it's really, really, really tough for us right now financially. And not just us. I know other ministries, churches, people, there's a lot of financial pain out there. But when I look at our financial situation where we are as we enter the end of this year, we've had to ask ourselves, what do we do if we don't have enough money to keep going? Mm-hmm. At what point does Evangel Home say, we can't help this group of people, or we have to sell this property, or we have to stop doing this? I really don't believe that kind of decision will ever be made because of money. I cannot imagine God bringing us, founding us and bringing us where we are. We would have to make those decisions only because of money.
There you have it. First of all, thank you for those of you who have been so participatory in making the donations. You don't know what a difference it makes here. If you could, prayerfully consider where your finances might be able to help us here. Give us a call. Thanks for joining us. We're out of time. Jerry, Danica, thank you so much. It's good to see you and talk. And my listening friend, join us next time, Lord willing, here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
And thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline from the Evangel Home of Fresno. Contact information for the Evangel Home. Find the Evangel Home online 24/7 at evangelhome.org. Again, evangelhome.org. By phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. God bless you. We'll talk to you again next time, same station, for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.